I have two, and they are wonderful.
You enjoy.
They must take after you.
They take after a good many people. They take after my mother and their mother, mostly.
Oh, you're modest. So, did you use a little chalkboard when you were in school, when you were elementary school? Did you write on a little slate instead of, or did y'all have pencil and paper by then?
No, we had a blackboard.
You had a blackboard, a little blackboard.
And I learned to write with both hands because I couldn't write on the blackboard with my left hand. It wasn't very handy. So I just started writing with my right hand on the blackboard. And sometimes as half the year was over before my children would notice that.
She's left-handed.
Oh!
Wow, so you do everything else left-handed but right.
Yeah. And oh, she's writing on the board with her right hand.
And she taught, when I was in fourth grade, you taught fourth grade, but I was in the other room.
Oh.
But then our son, when he was in fourth grade, you taught him. And our son Russell, you taught him.
Russell, yeah.
I bet you were a good teacher.
Yeah, she's a good teacher.
Well, some thought I was and some thought I wasn't. That's the way it always is, you know.
Yeah.
Taught half the town back then.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
oh, yeah.
Everybody.
I bet you know just about everybody, huh?
Well, I used to know everybody in Roswell, but now... It is just the biggest mess. We have, well, you know.
No, we're interested in the changes in Roswell, so it'd be interesting to hear more about that. It's really just been, what, in the past like 15 or 20 years that it started growing like this, huh? When did you notice a bunch of outsiders moving in?
Oh, it's been... A little more than 20 years, I guess.
Wow.
But during the last 10 is when it's changed, so.
Mm.
What sort of changes? What's different about it now? Is it just busier, or do you have to wait in long lines everywhere now?
Well, the changes are that the people that moved in don't do things like we do, and they try to have their way instead of ours. Even they're trying to take our language now, they're trying to do Spanish, I hear.
Oh, wow. So where do people come from that move in here mostly? Do they come from Atlanta?
Mexico.
Okay. So they're coming from all over, huh?
Well,
don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Spanish come from a lot of different places, but Mexico's where most of these have come from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So are they coming here for work? What kind of jobs are
they
doing?
Yes, they come for work and send their money back home.
Okay. Right.
So that's not helping this country out at all.
Do people ever live here and work in Atlanta?
They did that all the time. Most everybody in Roswell worked in Atlanta. There wasn't much to do in Roswell. We had one pants factory and a mill, a cotton mill.
Mm-hmm. When was the pants factory in operation? I hadn't heard nothing about that or read anything about it.
Mm-mm.
When was it, Linda?
Well, it was there when I was little.
Me too.